This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Quiet in the news cycle today, so I'm not sure we have much to talk about. Or I don't know. It's kind of a slow news day.
The Four Musketeers?
Pretty quiet, so maybe we'll just talk about the weather. I don't know. They're running out of flavors of beer. I see on a billboard there's Bud Light Lemon Tea now. Are you kidding me? You get your tea with your beer? Hey. I don't know.
They've got every flavor over there at McQuaid Distributing. So,
and I had a breakfast this morning in Bismarck at a very fancy restaurant, McDonald's, and should have actually eaten at the Everspring Inn.
I remember our anniversary. I let my old girl supersize that meal that day.
Because I've never had a bad meal at the Everspring Inn. I'll tell you, that's where I stay when I come to Bismarck, my home away from home. They even have a fan there for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that needs a fan at night?
I like a fan at night.
Really?
And yeah. I bought one time, left it there because I stay there so often.
Wow.
Anyway.
You have a MyPillow thing there, too?
So I go to McDonald's, and I order, the staple, which is, the sausage biscuit, right?
Okay.
That's all I want. No egg.
No egg?
No. And I get halfway to the K-Fire Studios.
Uh-oh.
And it is a pancake, cheese, sausage.
You got somebody else's car.
And an egg.
Well, and the thing is that particular establishment, unless they have a different setup than the one I end up going to, they have a screenshot of the front of your vehicle so they can match the... Right,
yeah.
That's an incredibly smart move.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know if the order went in wrong or whatever, but I hate that when you find out halfway down, and then it was mushy hash browns, and I like, well done hash browns. That's how my day started. Well, actually, my day started at the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit.
Well, there you go.
For a nice little mass, and I love that about Bismarck. The time is perfect.
God's trying to tell you need a different breakfast is what he's trying to tell you.
6:45. They also do one at 8, but the 6:45 one, just perfect for me. I just love it. That's the cathedral.
You going to be back for Bishop Zipfel's
I should.
Service?
I should. Yeah. I didn't know Bishop Zipfel well. I've interviewed him a couple times and met him, but a good, kind soul. I mean, just a classic, good bishop.
I'm kind of Lutheran, so I don't know everybody over there real well, but Father Kramer? Was there a Father Kramer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was the one that told me. They told me, don't try to be funny with him and stuff. I'm not like that with people I don't know. So, but he asked me, he said, I know you're in radio, but why would my TV commercials be during Ricky Lake and Jerry Springer all the time? And I didn't miss a beat. I didn't even think. I said it, then I thought, but it worked. I said, Jesus walked among the sinners. He smiled. He shook my hand. That is a good point. I didn't think of it.
It's a target-rich environment.
And all those people behind him were going, okay, we dodged a bullet on that one.
Anyway, there is news today and a couple of things. We had a call yesterday from a gentleman, Dan in Minot, that provoked a ton of reaction in his argument.
Only one ton?
Maybe two. But yeah, it was, and we had an interview with Ron Ness lined up, so we actually transitioned to the interview with Ron Ness, but we didn't have a lot of chance to talk about it, but we got a lot of calls after. We got a lot of texts after. And some people said, play it again because people need to hear it. So I said, okay, well. So I'm going to keep my promise and play that at some point this hour. We also have something I think is worth talking a little bit about it. Everything I think that could be said has been said about whether you agree or disagree with the president. I happen to think the president did exactly what he intended. I think he is trying to focus the country on the situation and have people decide whether or not it's racist to not let anybody in that wants to be in, or whether that is insanity. And, he's chose to do that through these four individuals who have a view of the Democratic Party that is very different than I believe the majority of Democrats believe, nationwide even. I mean, it's like a foreign language to Democrats in North Dakota, I hope. See, that's the thing with the Democratic Party, and North Dakota's going through this a little bit too. You've got a wing of the Democratic Party that is, the eco-terrorists that did what they did at DAPL, okay, that are keeping in the ground, that are very, very left wing.
Never forget AOC was there.
Right. Yeah, good point. Good reminder. So AOC is there. That's their way of thinking.
That's her ilk.
Okay. And then there's Democrats who really are conservative and more properly placed in the Republican Party, but their parents were Democrats. They were raised Democrat. They just know only the Democratic Party.
North Dakota was Democrat when I moved here 23 years ago, but...
But they're good, God-fearing...
It's... Right. You know, I mean, the people... I don't think the people have changed. I think the party's changed.
The party's moved way over.
Here's the question for the country. The Democrats. Who wins that debate? AOC, Omar,
It is interesting to watch her versus Pelosi.
Well, exactly.
Whoever knew Pelosi was going to look so centrist.
So there's one argument that says what the president did was, the old Napoleon line, never interrupt an opponent when they're in the middle of, harming themselves. And so there's one argument that says just let them keep the circular firing squad going. I think what the president did was escalated it. Because I don't believe that the majority of Americans believe Donald Trump is racist. I don't believe the majority of Democrats. Well, I don't know. I guess I can't say. Anyway, my point is this. Donald Trump does nothing by accident. Nothing. Now, he could have maybe tweaked a word here or there, but this is who he is. This is who he is. And the point would have still been the same. By the way, at the end of all that dialogue about why don't you go back to your own country, and then he says at the end of it, and then come back. And then come back. So, yeah. In other words, you who criticize the greatest country...
You really leave that part off, though, don't they?
But the bigger point is this. I believe the president is saying, let's have this discussion. Let's have this debate as a country. And should we let anyone who wants to come in, come in? Ooh, we can't detain them. Ooh, we can't say no. So, therefore, just let them in. Now, this is what the Democrats are arguing for. By the way, the cages, quote-unquote... The Holocaust all over again and all the ridiculous things they're saying about the situation at the border.
Not one of them yet, by the way.
Those four individuals all voted for a emergency legislation that funded a fix that is being implemented right now. So don't forget that. They voted against even what Democrats in a majority voted for in the way of additional dollars to get more facilities down there. But more facilities are needed. Why? Because people are coming here thinking they can game the system. That's what they want. So Donald Trump is saying, America, is that what you want? Or do you want law and order at the border? And a process that says, if you want to come here legally. That's what he's saying. Now, here's my question for you. You, in North Dakota, are represented by three members of the federal delegation that includes Senator John Hoeven, Senator Kevin Cramer, Congressman Kelly Armstrong. South Dakota, it's Mike Rounds and John Thune and Dusty Johnson. Montana, Steve Daines and Minnesota, Colin Peterson, all Democrats, Klobuchar, Tina Smith, whatever. These are the people that the media instantly run to when a situation like this happens. Because let me translate what they think in newsrooms. They came to work Monday salivating. They were drooling with the ability to be able to go to Republicans and say, do you agree with the president? Tell us whether you agree with the president. See, not, by the way, they never do that when,
in that tone too,
when AOC or Omar says, anything horrible. They never run to other Democrats. What does Heidi Heitkamp think about what the president said?
Good point.
You're
not going to get the truth.
What does she think about Nancy Pelosi? What do you think about Omar? But anyway, it's a favorite game. It's a favorite game.
By the way, is there another country with borders that open as they'd like to have the American borders? Is there another country in the globe?
Well, Mexico isn't.
Right.
Mexico doesn't.
You can't go into any other country and not potentially be turned away. So, every single other country.
So back to my point on the immigration. I'm rather on the delegations. They speak for you. Here is the comments of Senator Cramer, Senator Hoeven, and Congressman Armstrong. This is from the Bismarck Tribune today. Tell me who speaks for you. Senator Cramer maintained Monday that President Donald Trump is not racist after the president said four minority congresswomen should go back to the countries from which they came. Cramer, a steady defender of the president, see, that's a bad thing, according to the paper, instead pivoted to criticisms of Democrats and said he's focused on policy issues. President Trump loves this country and does not tolerate the anti-Semitism or radical socialist policies coming from some freshman House Democrats. I do not believe in it is my job to play referee in a feud between the president and these ever-offended Democrats, even if the media disagrees. Responding to a question about whether Trump's remarks were racist, Kramer said, I don't believe Donald Trump is racist. He's an equal opportunity offender.
True.
Okay, here's John Hoeven. He said he wouldn't have said what the president tweeted, but he called for a focus on policy and issues. He said, in that regard, I oppose policies like socialism and open borders and believe we need to strongly support law enforcement.
There we go.
C, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, however, offered the most direct criticism of Trump's comments among the state's congressional delegation, calling them mean-spirited and factually inaccurate, saying, quote, engage them on policy all day long, but it is just wrong to tell any U.S. citizen to go back to where they came from. Attacking any citizen based on where they came from is never okay.
You know, we need to sit down with a hard coffee beer. Somebody had said this.
So there's a PBR, hard coffee, and a lemon tea.
Yeah. The lemon tea when you get a hard coffee beer.
Right. That
might, like morning beer.
I might solve this crisis. So take a cup of that coffee, a little drink of your cup of coffee, and then tell me who is speaking for you out of this group. All right? When we come back, what's on your mind?
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, taxpaying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
I said, Jim, I want a flag put on my yard. I said, I do not want foreign material. I'm not afraid to pay the price to get the stuff that's made here. You're offering that. I don't have the time myself to put it up. I believe you were the reason I was listening that day, and you came on, and I made the phone call, and it worked out great. Jim, this is what I have been looking for. Somebody that's patriotic like I am, that you're not out there doing it just because you want the money. You believe in what you're doing.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Devil's Lake. I'm just calling on that conference yesterday. Unbelievable. This is what our country's going to become. We're going to let some woman that shouldn't even be a Congress lady from Minnesota anyway that marries her brother to get scholarships to go to NDSU. Really? And tell us how to live in our country? Go back where you come from. first of all, you're not even a citizen here. You haven't been your whole life, and they're going to let them in Congress. This is what happens when you let foreigners run our government. They bring everything in here that they want. They don't want us Americans. They want to. They're bringing what they flee from. You and I both know, once a Muslim, always a Muslim. It's like I'm a Catholic and you're a Catholic. I can't believe we're going to let this go. I just can't. I'm just sick. Just can't believe it. I'm for Trump 100%. I hope all America's for Trump. He never did say anything racist anyway. Not one racist comment. Just said, if you don't like our country, don't live here. Leave. But, of course, we're going to sweep that underneath the rug because they're Democrats, and, of course, everything is pushing the racism card anymore. I'm so sick and tired of that. I cannot believe that this country has gone this way. We need to stand up and stand up big time.
Appreciate the call. It came in during the break. By the way, I'm looking at CNN and wondering why Todd has CNN on. Are you switching sides on us, or what's going on here?
Fox is on.
Oh, Fox over there, CNN here.
Well, this is a little,
I got to turn my neck too
monitor.
Far. Yeah, the little monitor says Trump defends his racist attacks on congresswomen. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a prime example of fake news.
Well, exactly.
Because the racist attack is only a racist by an allegation from the left. Okay?
Right.
So the president says, that's not racism. Most Republicans
say alleged racist attacks.
Yeah.
At least say alleged. Don't say, I mean, they're taking a side.
That just tells you everything you need to know. Right there, it's ridiculous. My pillow powers this program because if I don't get a good night's sleep, you know, party's over. And same with Todd, all 4 hours of it.
My pillow and a Snickers. That's what he needs.
Yeah, exactly. And right now, best deal ever, $69.98 gets you not one but two pillows. Our daughter's coming home for a 3-week little version of summer from college. She'll be starting her junior year next year, and she goes to school a long ways away, which I don't like, but. You know what I'm sending her back with? My pillows. It's a great gift for, you know, college grads going back, or kids are heading up to college for the first time. It's a great wedding gift. It's just a good practical gift. It really is. 800-228-0550 is the number to call on What's on Your Mind. But if you want to call My Pillow and get that deal, use the promo code Scott and call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. John in Washburn.
Hey.
You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, yeah, you know, my take on this, everything they do, well, I mean, I have a deeper, darker take, but anyways, you know, but I'll spare you that. But everything they do is basically, the left is a great misdirection from the truth. And, you know, that way the most obvious realities are ignored, like the fact they had the presidency, the House, and the Senate for 8 years and put us in the hole. Shut down American jobs. There were, I don't know how many acts of terrorism, you know, and so many things, you know, Obama working against our interests, bowing to dictators the world over. And the left is leading us into these anti-intellectual dark ages. They won't condemn Antifa violence. They won't even speak of it or cover it on their networks. And I hate to say it, I think this all goes back to the same people, ultimately, the ones who released those recordings of Trump when he was first in calling from the White House foreign leaders. And that's all I have to say. Thanks.
Appreciate the call, John. And I share your frustration. I really do. It's hard to figure out. But the point is, that's the battle. And you know what? It's not a new battle. This is a new battle. Look what they said about Ronald Reagan. You know, look what they did to Richard Nixon, who was no angel. But meanwhile, John Kennedy, you know, look how he won the presidency. Ask his dad how he paid for, you know, Illinois. I mean, you know, just what, you know, it just is a double standard and has been all along. One guy in my lifetime willing to fight it, risking everything he owns when he wouldn't have to. Donald J. Trump. You know, it's pretty amazing. Kevin, give me a little of Donald Trump's best from yesterday's press conference. This is why we love the guy, by the way. And meanwhile, while he's fighting for his life, and this will pass, 2 weeks from now this will be forgotten and it will be added to the list just like the statute. When, you know, I heard Joe Biden, and we have this too, Joe Biden says, oh, they were coming with these torches and these people, and, you know, only thing he didn't say was like white hoods and capes, you know, and these, and by the way, those people exist, but they are minuscule.
Right.
Okay, they are like tiny little wingnut whack job crazies, okay? And Donald Trump.
And have not been elected to office, unlike the other side.
And Donald Trump said nothing about them. Nothing whatsoever. Nothing about the people who ultimately killed the woman in that park by driving over. Said nothing right. about. What he said was, when asked about the cause for the demonstration, the cause for the uproar, which was removing a piece of history, a statue, the president said, there's good people on both sides of this. In other words, people that want to take the statue down and people that want to take the, you know, keep the statue, they both have legitimate points.
Yeah.
It's a statue. And we, you know, so that's what he was talking about. Now, people that reacted to the statue coming down in a hateful, horrible, illegal way, he wasn't standing with them, but that allows them now to say he's a racist. But the point is, he's in a battle. All right? And I believe this battle will pass, but what do you need in a battle? You can't fight it alone. Some people are fighting it with him, some are not. I read the comments of our congressional delegation in North Dakota. I have others from Montana, South Dakota, and Minnesota that I'll share in a moment. But we asked, who speaks for you out of that group, A, B, and C? Texas, Kramer most definitely was speaking for me. Hovind's comment was okay. Ultra disappointed in Congressman Armstrong's comment. In fact, I'm going to call his office and voice my displeasure right now. Proud of Kramer and Hovind, disappointed in Armstrong, says another. Armstrong's response, very disappointing, says David. Another Representative Armstrong on record. Anyone ask Ben Campbell? Ben Campbell. Yes, Representative Armstrong's comments were on the record. Maybe you're talking about Tom Campbell. No, you might be going back to the the primary. We'll find Tom Campbell, see what he says. Tom was cautious about Trump, too. He was, the politician and everyone can get you, which is not good. Ron in Tolna wants to weigh in on this. Ron, go ahead, and then we'll get to Trump's comments here.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I've got a take on reparations.
Okay, lay it on me.
I'd like to, pardon?
Go ahead.
I'd like to see Congresswoman Omar pass the hat for the first responders who are still dying. I'd like to see a little empathy.
Not a bad idea. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't seen much of that out of her. And I just thought I'd run that by people when you talk about reparations.
Good idea, Ron. Good idea. Thanks a bunch. We'll be at Bowman later today for the North Dakota Petroleum Council Bach and Rocks Cook Fest. If you're not there, you're missing out on some great barbecue and some great information. 2 to 4 Mountain for the Information 7 session. 4 to 7 for barbecue.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th. What's going to constitute success for you in this event?
What we're looking for is changed lives. That has ripple effect in concentric circles. So when one person's affected, the others around them will be as well. And so we know that this community and this whole region, really, you can draw a circle 300-400 miles wide, needs positive things to occur. We believe that through Christ, that's the best way to start. And so we expect to see positive changes. We expect to see maybe new ideas launched. If there's others that are interested in stepping on board with the human trafficking and helping in that regard, or even in, as we do these and going forward and being a part of the work of them. It is a family event, so it will be geared for families. Even though we're dealing with some of these other issues, it is for families. And so with the camping and everything like that that we will have there, we want families to know it will be family friendly.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Democrats will vote today on a resolution condemning President Trump's tweets targeting four congresswomen of color. The president tweeting the four representatives should go back to their own countries if they're not happy here. And he stood behind the tweets yesterday during some questions and answers in the White House Rose Garden. Oklahoma Republican Congressman Tom Cole says this resolution won't help.
If you think that's going to create bipartisan support, my view, it will not. And I say that as somebody who has been critical, extremely critical, of the president's statement.
Downgraded to a tropical rainstorm, Barry still threatens parts of the U.S. with heavy rain and flooding. Today, it's expected to affect the mid-Mississippi and lower Ohio valleys. Tomorrow, it'll dump rain on parts of the upper Ohio valley. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Women are not American.
If somebody has a problem with our country, if somebody doesn't want to be in our country, they should leave. That's all.
Very simply, you can leave. You can leave right now. Come back if you want. Don't come back. It's okay, too. But if you're not happy, you can leave. If you're not happy here, then you can leave. As far as I'm concerned, if you hate our country, if you're not happy here, you can leave. And that's what I say all the time. That's what I said in a tweet, which I guess some people think is controversial. A lot of people love it, by the way. A lot of people love it. These are people that, in my opinion, hate our country. Now, you can say what you want, but get a list of all of the statements they've made. And all I'm saying that if they're not happy here, they can leave. They can leave, and you know what? I'm sure that there'll be many people that won't miss them. These are people that hate our country. Hey, John, they hate our country. They hate it, I think, with a passion. Now, it's possible I'm wrong. The voter will decide.
Kevin McCarthy is speaking right now at a press conference on the Hill, and he's basically saying this controversy over the president's tweets is all politics. The Democrats are trying to do a vote on a resolution condemning the president's comments. He's saying, these people have questioned the faith of the Jewish people, saying, are they...
Yeah, but you can't frame it like that. That makes you a racist.
No, so, I mean, it's I don't want anybody saying, and we had a call earlier that I didn't address this, but basically saying all Muslims, you know, believe whatever. You know, I believe what a Catholic believes is what he was saying, and Muslims believe what a... I think it's actually a little bit different there. I don't care for that comparison in this sense. There is a faction of the Muslim religion that is radical to the point of death by the sword. And there are other people that are, for lack of a better term, check-the-box Muslims. They were raised Muslim, but they're not out to kill anybody. Right. They're just trying to, right, you know, care for their families and everything
else. They're the ones that just, all they do is cut off hands and stone women to death. That's not radical. That's
the 20% or 10% or 5% or whatever, but the 80%...
Because I can find you plenty of Catholics who don't exactly follow the faith.
100%.
Faith, so,
100%.
Or any, pick anybody, whatever.
Well, there's a lot of cafeteria Catholics out there, trust me.
Is that what they call it, cafeteria Catholics?
Well, I call it, you know, I like this, but I don't care for that. Oh, yeah, I'll do this, but I'm not going to do that.
Like the Pope, you mean?
Don't get me going on him. Anyway, is the mayor ready to go? We're going to talk about Bowman. It's
yes,
a lot
I
better
am.
Topic. Okay, all right.
Whole different subject here.
Yeah, exactly right. Thankfully, Mayor Lynn James is here from the great city of Bowman, North Dakota, where we are headed today for the Bach and Rocks Cook Fest. Lynn James, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm great. I know they call you the president of the Bowman City Commission, so mayor, president, whatever I should be calling you. I just don't call me late for dinner, right?
There you go. Just because of our form of government that I'm officially the president of the commission, but I'm called mayor more than anything. So
well, and I'm glad you are. I hear a lot of great things about the work you're doing in Bowman. Tell me why you would like to see folks come to Bowman today for Cookfest.
Oh, gosh. You know, Bowman is pretty famous for hosting and welcoming folks into town here. And we just finished up with the high school rodeo finals for the state, where we, welcomed folks in here to do that kind of activity. And we've got the cookers lined up and vendors and some activities for kids and some entertainment for the adults. And we're just excited to host and showcase our town here.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And these cook fests are so fun. It's like, I always call it a combination of a county fair and a giant barbecue, you know. And
right.
There's no admission. You don't pay for a darn thing. There's all kinds of freebies they give away that are nice prizes. My buddy Tommy Kenville from Eyesight RPV is bringing the screens you put over your laptop, so they're, you know, if you're on a plane, somebody can't, like, read what you're reading, a little technology, right. Little twist. I mean, there's nice, you know, swag, so there's good gifts. But I believe the most valuable thing, Ron Ness and I were talking about this yesterday, is the information. Just to know what's happening from the experts and know. And I imagine in Bowman, given the fact that it's, sort of the fringe area where some things are being tested and tried and expanded from the core of the Bakken, that it's got to be a time when people have a lot of questions. Lynn, is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we have a very old field here that's still producing. And so we're always looking at new technology and what we might do to re-energize our field. And there are some plans in the works for that, and we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah, and we're going to talk with Denver Resources a little later on to learn a little bit about this pilot project on the CO2. But what do you see as a potential outcome from that research that's going on right now?
Oh, my gosh, we're excited about it. From what I understand, we will be able to enjoy production much as it was at its peak, a couple decades ago. And so we're pretty excited about it, what it'll bring to our community. Not only through jobs, but also the mineral holders here are so generous. They are very philanthropic people, and a lot of things that have happened here in Bowman County are thanks to the philanthropic folks that enjoy oil royalties. So we're excited about that, too.
A lot happening. And, I mean, that's jobs and it's opportunity and it's, property tax revenue and all kinds of things, right? And go ahead.
What's that?
Go ahead.
We are just putting the finishing touches on a business park west of town here. It's located at our former airport site, and it's called Crossroads Business Park, and that will feature commercial and industrial properties. We'll have rail access, Highway 12 access, and we're pretty excited about that. Pipers has that listed through their company, so they'll be our main point of contact for sale on that. So hopefully maybe we'll spur some interest in our new park.
Here's what I'm going to say preach, because I don't know a better word, but here's what I preach every year at Cookfest. If you've never been to one of these communities and had a chance to just chat with people. I mean, there's enormous amount of business opportunities. There are, it's great information just to know what's happening. But I mean, this is to a certain extent, it used to be the Wild West, and it's not quite as wild anymore. But it certainly is, that kind of feeling where you really see all this opportunity and things happening. And I just talked to somebody on their way to Bowman today from Fargo who said, or Grand Forks, and said, just something different in the air out here, there's a lot of opportunity. So come on out, take a look, see these communities, and you never know who you meet and what might come out of it. But it's a good opportunity to meet with the folks that live it. And, of course, as you say, you have a community that has some history with the oil industry, and, that maybe has shifted in its intensity to a little, to the north and more of the core of the Bakken. But nonetheless, new technology is going to bring it back there. So it's part of the frontier again, really, isn't it?
We're excited about it. And, we have a can-do attitude here. We're always ready to try something new, and no one's afraid to roll up their sleeves and get their hands dirty. So we're excited about any opportunity we have, and we're sure excited to have everyone here in Bowman for the day. I hope the weather cooperates for us.
Is Bowman growing?
We've been maintaining, which is good. We had some growth spurts, and actually we have a transient population right now with the pipeline work that's being done in the pipe yard here east of town. So right now we've had a little bit of a swell again, but we're looking for more growth, of course, as always.
Well, I look forward to seeing you, Mayor, and taking it all in. And again, folks, just a quick reminder, 2-4 Mountain, 4-7 Mountain, 2-4 is the Bakken Basics Information Session. And
right.
Then four until 7 is the free barbecue and live music. That's right on Main Street. So, you're not going to have any trouble finding it. And
right.
It's the community center for the info session, right?
That is, I believe it's at the Lodge, which is the Bowman Lodge and Convention Center is where that's at. So.
Great. Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
Well,
out on Highway 12.
We will see you in a few hours. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Scott. Take
you bet.
Care.
See Take you care, soon. Mayor. The mayor of Bowman, North Dakota, Lynn James there, and 11th Annual Bakken Rocks Cookfest. So check it out. I can't remember who's playing, and I'm trying to find that information, but we're looking forward to it. Our broadcast, by the way, brought to you by Oasis Petroleum, by Hess, by Continental Resources, and by the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more about all this at energyofnorthdakota.com. Lots of info on their Facebook page where they're keeping you updated on everything happening. We'll be in Van Hook on Thursday for the same exact deal, 2 until 4, and then 4 until 7.
I was supposed to speed through Amadon, by the way. I'm supposed to remind you.
Did somebody tell me not to? No, I don't ever speed, so I don't know why they would think.
Well, don't pick that the time to start.
Is that right? Okay.
Well, be very mindful of your speed.
By the way, I was I-90. I was I-94.
Make sure you're eating a Snickers because you know how you get.
Yeah. I was at I-94 westbound last night, and about mile marker 190-something or another. I forget exactly what. There was a boat in the westbound lane that did not have reflectors on it. About sunset, sun was just about down, and it was on the shoulder, but close to the edge, right? And I was like, somebody's going to hit that.
Yep.
Because one of those things where it just came up on me quick. I mean, fortunately, I was...
Get a cone or a flare or something out there.
Keeping it between the lines. So I don't know if I'm a pain when I do this. We'll have to ask the troopers next time they're on. But I dial 911. And I said,
You are a pain.
Mine on record, da da da. Well, a trooper called me back about an hour and a half later. He said, I'm trying to make sure this is the same one. He said, was it on the road or was it on the shoulder? He said, no, it was on the shoulder, but it was close. He said, yeah, they've got 48 hours, so we can't really do anything.
There's the law.
He said, if I had a flare, I'd throw one on there. I don't have one with me.
Exactly.
So then, no word of a lie. A friend of mine who was traveling a couple hours behind called. About the time I ended up at the Everspring Inn, and we're chatting for a little bit, and he goes, whoa, what is this boat on the side of the... I go, are you at mile marker 197? So he goes, somebody's going to kill himself with this thing. So I don't mock me, Todd, but I called again. And I said, because he told me a slightly different mile marker than I had given. So I said, maybe there was two of them. I don't know.
Oh, the Amadon thing is a dummy inside dressed as a police officer. In a dummy car. Okay, it's an ongoing joke. Now I know.
They revealed the secret. Probably has kept
a lot of... What's in your mind, listeners deserve to know those kind of secrets, though.
Okay. I think Amadon had figured out how to slow down the speakers, and we just blew it for him. Now I'm feeling kind of bad. Anyway, more.
Well, maybe next time it won't be a dummy, though. Now you put a real one next to it, everybody will think it's a dummy. The real one comes out, gives you a ticket. Watch your speed.
Lots of text here on the reactions from the congressional delegation on President Trump. More coming up after this.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joel Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through
marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's time for the Medora Minute, brought to you by our friends at Medora.com. Explore it, adore it, Medora. We're on with Justin Fisk with Medora and all things Medora. Justin, I hear you're going to be invaded by a bunch of teddies real soon.
This week, we're going to have a bunch of Teddy Roosevelts coming to town, living history all over Medora. When we have the Badlands Chautauqua, the gathering of Teddy Roosevelt and friends right here in the Badlands. All kinds of free and ticketed events for you to enjoy and really absorb the history of Theodore Roosevelt like only you can in the Badlands of Medora.
And, of course, there's the Bully Pulpit Golf Course, the Medora Musical, the Gospel Brunch, Todd Oliver and his Talking Dog, Carl and Greta's Cowboy Sing-Along. So many things to do in Medora. Explore it, adore it, Medora. Go to Medora.com. Justin, have a great day. We'll chat soon, my friend.
Bully!
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Nothing like a barbecue. That's what we're headed for Bowman and Van Hook for. Bowman today, Van Hook on Thursday. EnergyOfNorthDakota.com to find out all the details. It's on Facebook, too. But speaking of barbecues, I'm thinking of Schweitzer's right now. Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. Because I can log in there and find North Dakota raised, ready for the grill burger patties. I love that. It's so easy. And they're the best. I mean, they're unbelievable. Wagyu, Angus. The only store in North Dakota that carries raised, North Dakota raised Wagyu beef, which has that intense marbling in it. Unbelievable. Brought a cooler along just for my trip back to have a couple of those burgers. North Dakota raised. They're great. They're Schweitzer. 625 South Washington in Bismarck, right next to Runnings and Dan's Supermarket. Give them a call at 751-0319 if you need something shipped out. They do that too. And Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. All right. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. a ton of reaction to the comments of Senator Cramer, Senator Armstrong, I'm sorry, Congressman Armstrong and Senator Hovind. I want to share those with you. If you could find Steve Daines' comment, he tweeted something earlier today from Montana, and maybe, Todd, anything you can find on Mike Rounds or John Thune, Colin Peterson. I want to not exclude the Montana, South Dakota, Minnesota listeners as well, but here's some of the comments. We put up A, B, and C and just said your comments on these, and here's some of the text. Kelly needs to understand we put him in office because of his support for Trump. If he doesn't support Trump 100%, he will be voted out. Another texter says, no surprise at all about Kelly. Come on, Armstrong. You know what Trump meant. You know he's no racist. Well, he didn't call him a racist. He said it was mean-spirited. Texter says, I see you are channeling Rush Limp Man this morning. Rush Limp Man.
Not a big fan, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
Where would right-wing radio be if they couldn't mischaracterize the Democrats?
Oh.
Abort every baby. Open the borders. That's the lie you truly believe. You people want people from Norway, but not from spithole countries. S-P-I-T, in case you were wondering, Todd. Trump regime and Trumpism and the Trump cult must go.
Right? It's not us saying it, buddy.
Whoever you are. All comments welcome. Another. I'm old. My hearing isn't the best.
What?
But did I just hear on your show some Republicans say Obama had the House and Senate for 8 years? That's what I love about Republicans. They make me laugh a lot. If I heard wrong, I apologize.
At least he's cordial, or she.
Yeah. Because there was a Republican Congress for obviously part of Obama's time. He did have both for I can't remember, but he's right. It wasn't all 8 years. Another texter. If only 5% of Muslims are extremists, why can't Americans walk down the streets of Tehran or Baghdad without being attacked? If in America the Muslim population reaches numbers where Muslims start lopping off heads, the good Muslims will also lop off heads, or they will lose theirs. Palestine is just another word for Muslim. I know you are aware of the issue in Israel. Muslims want to rule the world. The population of London, 5% Muslim, and they commit 90% of all rapes. 7 Muslim employees at Minnesota International were killed while fighting for ISIS. Minnesota International. I don't know what that means, but maybe at the airport? The Quran says the Quran say Muslims are to lie and befriend the infidel in order to infiltrate. This is happening.
I've been saying that for a long time. You know, they talk about radical Islam, and I say, well, okay, everyday Islam allows for fingers and limbs to be cut off, women to be stoned to death, gays to be hung in the square, women to be dedicated to marriage as young as 9, 10 years old. But that's every day, but that's moderate. To me, that's all incredibly radical, but it's day to day in the bulk of the Muslim world. I don't understand. How much more radical can you get than cutting somebody's hand off or stealing a loaf of bread?
But the point is, does that represent every Muslim? Now, I realize they're saying by a reading, you know, you either live it or you don't, and that's what's happening. I don't believe that we are talking about radical Islamists. You know, the radical wing of the Muslim religion. I don't know what the number is, but it isn't 100%. It isn't 90%. It isn't 80%. It isn't 70%. It isn't 60%. You know, I don't know what the number is. I think I said earlier maybe 15, 20. I don't know.
Well, there's words coming out of Tlaib's district, Dearborn, Michigan, that a lot of Sharia laws that we don't even hear about is being enforced in Dearborn, Michigan. Which is,
that's been going on for decades.
Yeah, there's things happening there. It's scary.
I'm not saying we ought not be careful. I'm not trying to be mamby-pamby about this. I'm just saying let's recognize there are those that live the Quran chapter and verse, ISIS, Al-Qaeda wing, and that there are those that are Muslim, go to a mosque, but don't mean any of that. And so I think we just need to keep that in mind. Another texter says, no Muslim should ever be allowed to serve in our government, period. Two kinds of Muslims, terrorists and those who approve of what terrorists do, they need to be wiped out. That's just plain...
We have a bingo!
I don't think you can say all Muslims need to be wiped out. You can't say that. And I don't believe
just
that. But Kevin just did. I didn't. And so this texter. But I don't. Another texter. Hang out with Kramer for a while and learn how to be a congressman. That must be directed at Kelly Armstrong.
Yep.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind. More on Bowman, too.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.